In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Mass is being offered in particular for those who are on their way to vocations to holy orders. Particularly, we're praying for the three men, I believe it's three, the vocation director mentioned that to me earlier this week, that are going to enter into the seminary anew, so fresh ones, who will be coming in for the first time into the diocese to study for their vocation to priesthood, and some of whom are today going through their psychological evaluation with the psychologist. Something that always happens, you get into this twice during your seminary formation, meet with the psychologist for your first entrance into the seminary, and then as you move into the last few years as in theology. So to pray in particular for those who are there, as well as for all the seminarians who are going to be going to seek our Lord's vocation for them, if it be to the priesthood or to some other vocation. Here today, we have St. Paul, who's speaking about lots of things that should be familiar to all of us who are here, those of us who are mothers, those of us who are fathers. What is he speaking about? He's boasting, in a sense, and he's boasting, he's saying he's being foolish in doing so. The madness that he's talking about, all the things that he's doing and boasting in, because he's talking about all the troubles and difficulties and hardships that he's gone through throughout the whole of his life. He's saying, look, this is what I've done. This is what has gone on for me. This is what the difficulties have been going on. If you don't think that I care for you, if you don't think that I love you, look at this. How many of us who are here, who are parents, have not felt the same thing? For what we've done for our own children, what we do for our grandchildren as well, the way in which we're anxiety over them, especially the last part that he's speaking up here, and he says, apart from all these things, there is the daily pressures upon me, the anxiety for the churches. Remember, he speaks of them as though they're his little children, the ones who he himself has been given birth. He says in another place in scriptures, though you may have 1,000 fathers, I'm the one who gave you birth, because I'm the one who gave you first the faith, is what he says right there. My anxiety for all of you. He says, who is weak that I myself am not weak? Do we not feel the same way for our own children and grandchildren, those who we love, when we see that there's a blow that goes against them? Doesn't it hit us first and even harder than it even hits them? He says, is there one who is not led to sin? And I'm not indignant that they've been led into sin. Don't we feel that way? If I could just make decisions for my children, if I could just make decisions for my grandchildren, if I could just do that one thing to choose what is right for them, I would do it right now. Am I not indignant that somebody has led them far from the faith in this way? Caused them to believe a lie about themselves in this way, holding on to something which they think is so important about them, which is not important at all, and it is a lie about their person. St. Paul is speaking like this in a way that should encourage you and me in this way. You and me in this way as we struggle in these same exact ways. I was talking with a parishioner that we had not too long ago, who is in great anxiety and travail over one of their, let's call them children who had gone much astray, who is having such great difficulty that they thought, well, is there going to be any future for them? Are they going to do something that is going to totally destroy themselves? Are they going to accomplish even this basic level of moving toward a real, lasting adulthood or not? Great anxiety. And over the past year, there's somebody who stepped into their lives, unbeknownst to so many, that gave them encouragement, that said, you can make it. You can do it. You can have strength to go forward. Saying, stop paying attention to all these other things that you think are so important. Just breathe for just a moment and go forward, because you can do it. And this person, this teacher, in a way, was able to get that one to go up and go beyond. Whereas this parent was so in anxiety and travail for not just a couple of weeks or months, but years and years, that the great destruction. And now only to find that they've achieved that level of success that they were hoping for, even beyond that, seeking to make themselves a good and well-productive member of society as well, to do good things even beyond that. St. Paul gives us this, that he's saying he's in travail for this. Later on, he'll point out to us that it is Christ who causes all things to achieve their perfection in his own day, the day of Christ Jesus our Lord. And so that's your hope and mine. As much as you and I as parents want to make all those decisions to make things go well, the things that we endure on behalf of those we care for, the love, the sacrifices that we make, it may seem like it offers nothing to you and me in the moment to get beyond that. But it's not. It's not. God takes the sacrifices into account that you and I offer, the prayers which we make inside the scene for so long not to be answered. And very rarely in your life or in my life as parents are we going to see those prayers answered through things that we do. What more often it is that our Lord causes somebody else to come in, to step in, to be the encouragement in the way that our children or those that we care for and love for can't receive from you and me because they're closest, because there is pride or whatever else that's distracting that moment. But he sends another that goes and accomplishes that. So the message for you and me in this is to not be overcome with distress and the difficulties that face you and me right now. But to realize that God can cause his goodness to spring up out of so many other ways. For you and me just to remain faithful. Just to continue in those good anxieties that strive to help us to do more and more for those who are beyond, to suffer more and more, and to give more and more. To realize that somehow, in a way unbeknownst to you and me, at a time that you and I can't put to a fine point, that he's going to give graces that are there. Graces that are there. And the only grace that you and I want for those who we love, the only grace that you and I should be striving toward, is that ultimately they will have that right relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. They'll come, as St. Peter talks about in his Catholic letters toward the end of this New Testament, to say that we would attain a saving knowledge. The saving knowledge of Christ. Pope Benedict XVI speaks of it this way. He says, that is the intimacy with Christ, of the real relationship with him. Only in the context of that relationship can we find a life that is meaningful, a life that ultimately ends in the actualization of everything that God has in store for you and me. Take courage, because the good work that the Lord has begun, not just in you who are here faithful with us today, but even in those who right now are struggling with faithfulness, which we are anxiety over, just as St. Paul was here. In the day of Christ, Jesus our Lord, he will bring it to the fullness of its completion, the good work which he has begun. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.